Residents of Namula in Katakwi District have appealed the government to resume routine indoor residue spraying and regular redistribution of mosquito nets due to surge in mosquitoes from nearby swampy areas. They say malaria remains the leading cause of illness and death, especially among children under 5 and pregnant women, and white mosquito nets distributed quarterly in high-risk communities. Health officials acknowledge the burden, noting that 5 out of every 10 patients seen at outpatient departments test positive for malaria. During the launch of biolarvicides donated by Tanzania, the Minister of Health reiterated its commitment to combating malaria through indoor spraying, net distribution, the use of larvicides to destroy mosquito breeding sites. Dr. Alfred Mubanji, the Assistant Commissioner for Vector-Borne and Neglected Transmitted Diseases at the Minister of Health, urged residents to properly use mosquito nets and support government intervention to reduce preventable diseases.
You know, Katakwi has suffered a lot from malaria epidemic for a very long time. Despite the malaria interventions that we have been using, indoor residue spraying and the long-lasting mosquito net. However, these two interventions, they only target indoor mosquitoes. Otherwise, they control mosquitoes who bite you from inside the house. Now, this intervention targets the larval stages or the mosquitoes which are outside. Most people, mosquito bite them from outside. That's why they suffer from malaria, but that they sleep under mosquito nets. So, this is an additional intervention to spot.